Derek and Katie in the morning on the number one.
He laughed. He did.
5 KCL. Oh,
it was a very maniacal laugh.
If only off there things can be on there. Anyway,
he's gonna slit your tires later. Just watch out.
We all have a new. We all have a new hero.
Mm-hmm.
It's this guy that he went to work one day and he was like, "You know, I'm a supervisor now. This waste management place."
Yeah.
He's a supervisor and he went to work every day and he's like, "I don't have to do crap." And no one really notices that I'm here, so I'm just going to stop coming to work. And he tried it for a week. Then he tried it for a month. And they kept sending him checks. A year.
Nobody noticed?
No one noticed.
Nobody.
No one called him.
He didn't have a boss?
He was the boss.
Yeah, I guess in this one area, he was a supervisor.
Yep.
And so people under him, I guess, were like, well, I guess he's doing something else. He's at another place.
But they never saw him ever.
No.
Ever.
And a month turned into a year, 2 years, 5 years, 6 years at least.
That they know of. They think it could have been more toward the 14-year mark.
Yes.
They're not 100% sure.
And so he cashed $180,000 worth of checks. He lived in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason he got caught is they wanted to honor him for working there for 20 years.
Bravo, sir.
And then I guess
he didn't show up.
Some of his, that was his boss was like, well, we need to give him this award. And they started doing an investigation. They're like, he hadn't been here in 6 years.
6 years.
I know. Man.
So is that illegal?
Because he didn't go to jail in Italy, did he?
No, he had to pay a fine of up to $30,000.
See, I think you go to jail here.
Yeah, I think you probably would. But what about the part where you are taking those checks, knowing that you have not shown up at all, and you knowingly cash them?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay that back?
I don't know. Or
go to jail, though. I think it's a criminal offense. I mean, you knowingly know that you don't deserve that money. It's not like it's abandoned property. It's money you're taking for a company that you weren't supposed to get. That's like, ever see those people in their bank accounts, and all of a sudden they get like $5,000 in their bank account, and then they go out to the ATM and spend it.
Right.
And they get in trouble
for that. They got to pay it back.
Do you think that you have to pay it back and you go to jail?
I would think
so. Or do you think you just have to pay it back?
One thing, though, you're still technically employed.
Yeah,
it's true.
See, I'm on that train. Like, I don't think there's a problem because technically he's still an employee of the company. He's
kinda
just collecting his paycheck.
It's kind
of
on them for not checking up on him.
Yeah.
Can we ask somebody who actually knows?
Well, I thought ahead.
Oh.
Just by chance.
Okay.
No. Official attorney Lisa Lanier joins us. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
Please tell us.
This guy really had quite the racket going.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of love it to think that he might have done this for 14 years. It's just hilarious.
It is. He's our hero.
But you are correct that I think he's guilty of fraud if this happens here in this country. And I do think he would face potential criminal prosecution as well as having to pay the money back, because he obviously defrauded them across years of pretending to work there, not really working there. So and like you said, you had a perfect analogy. It's like when money appears in your bank account because the bank made an error. That's not your money. You can't keep it. And if you go out and spend it, you're potentially liable not just to pay it back, but also to face criminal charges.
Well,
so
I just want you to clarify one thing, though, because in the case of money just showing up in your account, that's just luck of the draw. This guy was not going to work on purpose and collecting the money. Does that make a difference?
Well, that is a neat little wrinkle about it, and I think that he was still committing fraud here because he was not showing up at all. I do think if you're his defense lawyer, that's your argument, is you say, look, just because they didn't require anything of him and they never terminated him, they never, you make that argument that he was technically employed, he was just a bad employee, and so you can't come after him criminally. That's, I think, the only defense, but I think it's weak, because this guy, too, it would be one thing if he showed up and he brought his laptop and his iPad.
He's just lazy.
Or showed up
Candy Crush all day or something.
Or showed up at least like once every few weeks.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Check on things. Yeah.
He blatantly knew.
Yeah. So the answer is, if you are lazy, just go to work until they fire you. just at least go to work.
Play Candy Crush. But if you just don't show up for years, I think you're potentially committing the crime of defrauding these people.
All right. So speaking of crimes,
yeah.
Katie, I don't know if he wants to admit this or not.
I think I accidentally stole yesterday.
Oh, my. What is up with you and stealing?
No, Katie, you got to stop. As your lawyer, you got to stop.
Your Honor, she said accidentally.
I think I accidentally did it. I inadvertently. Okay.
Where?
Target?
My client is pleading the fifth.
Well, let me tell you something. You already got banned from Kohl's.
I did.
Do you want to be banned from Target?
No, I don't. That's why I'm so, I have to get clearance on this is what happened. You know,
well,
I had,
now you're going to start to sound like a career criminal.
No, I'm serious. This is my accident, I swear. So I didn't even know that it happened until I got home yesterday, but I had to go get some Tylenol because my daughter's not feeling well.
Uh-huh.
And so I went into Target, and just like every other person I know, when they go into Target, at least every female I know, you go in and you just start putting crap you don't even need in your cart and you buy it.
That's guys at Best Buy.
Okay.
Yes.
That's how
yes.
We can really,
yeah.
I need a flat screen again.
Yeah. For instance, so you get it.
Yes.
For instance, I was shopping the aisles of Target just
oh, these
milling
towels
around.
Are lovely.
No, yeah. I needed a curling hair wand for my hair.
Oh.
I know you used it.
I did.
Yeah.
You see? I found one that was like $19.99.
Yeah,
I
you
thought,
might want to get a $50 one next time.
And so I found this thing and I thought, I'm going to get this because I've been wanting it for a while, so I've just said fine, put it in the cart, $19.99. Well, I get to the aisle or to the checkout line, and I have Nora, and she's very fussy because she doesn't feel well. And then there's somebody in front of me, and then now they have that new chip reader. You know, you have to insert your card, and
it goes.
Yes, yeah. If you don't
do it
right.
What does that have to do with stealing?
I was very flustered.
There was
a lot going on, and mind you, the cashier was 100% outwardly flirting with the cashier right beside him one aisle over.
Oh,
they were he was like, I like your jacket.
With the curling iron down your pants.
It was not down my pants. Target, if you're listening, it was not down my pants.
They don't want it back.
But you can have it. It was not down my pants.
Yeah.
So the guy is like, hey, to the female cashier one aisle over, he's like, I like your jacket. Meanwhile, it's like, doop, doop. He's ringing up all my stuff, and I'm tending to Nora because she's crying a little bit, and I'm eavesdropping on his conversation as they talk about. She's like, "Oh, thank you. Somebody else said that my jacket was nice." And so then all of a sudden he says, "Okay, your total's 53." Blah blah blah, and I just insert my card, and then out the store I go. And then last night, like 7 or 8 hours after I had been in Target, I thought, oh, I got to restock the Tylenol and get the diapers and the whole thing. And I thought, oh, yeah, and my curling iron.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get the receipt out, and I noticed that it was 53, but I knew that I was supposed to be spending more. And he didn't charge me for the wand, the curling iron wand, that he scanned and put into the bag.
And now you need that receipt to return it, obviously, for something better.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Did he help me steal? Did I steal? Is it like a freebie? Because I see it as a freebie. I stood in line. I had every intention of paying for it, and I didn't even realize it until 7 or 8 hours later.
Lisa Lanier, official attorney.
This time you did not steal.
Okay.
This is when you have one of these transactions at the cashier, it is technically like a little mini contract negotiation that goes on. If you think about it, think about like being at a garage sale or a flea market or something where the price isn't necessarily the price. So when you have been asked, they've rung up all your goods, you didn't wrongfully conceal anything, the cashier says, pay $53,
mm-hmm.
and you tender that, then you've completed the transaction, you've tendered the amount they requested for the goods, and so you've done nothing wrong. Now, if you realize it while you're in the store, mm-hmm. I think you have an ethical obligation to tell them, but that's different, But once you get home and you realize they charged you less than you expected, you're not legally obligated to go back.
Perfect.
Nice. So we should start finding cashiers that don't pay attention, that are flirting with other people, and then like hide stuff like under the cart.
But no, because now
but
you
I
know.
Didn't do that. Yeah.
That crosses a line when you intentionally conceal stuff. When you intentionally conceal it, then you are shoplifting.
Okay, but Lisa.
When they just charge you the wrong amount, that's different.
All right. Let's say you go in through the grocery line, and under the bottom of your cart, you have a case of water, and she didn't ring up the water. And you noticed she didn't ring up the water, but don't say anything. Stealing or not?
Well, if you didn't intentionally conceal it, if you notice it while you're in the store, there are situations where people have been charged with that sort of thing. Because when you put stuff in the bottom of your cart, you could technically be concealing it. And if you're doing that on purpose, especially, and you could be accused of doing it on purpose, or people put things like women will have a purse in the cart and then maybe, stick something on the purse or under the purse, that kind of thing. and that kind of thing, you can. And actually, even in the situation like Katie's talking about, mm-hmm. where she realizes there's been a mistake, if she were to go back, there have been situations where these department stores, like big box stores like Walmart, have said, you know what, I don't really believe you. I think you were shoplifting.
What?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I am definitely not going back.
But that's
now.
Messed up. I mean, if you purposely know that there's something wrong and you go be honest and like, hey, you guys messed up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay you guys what you messed up, and then they're going to charge you? That's messed
that
up.
Is.
I've seen situations literally play out where somebody realizes, they get out of the car, they realize there was particularly like an electronics, like a big ticket item, and they come back in and say, hey, you forgot to charge me for this. Then the store turns around and accuses them. What the store thought happened in a couple of these cases that made some national headlines was the store thought the person thought they were getting caught or had some kind of shoplifter.
Oh, they're like, oh, no, wait, yeah, I got to. I can see that. Uh-huh. It's dicey.
But Lisa, if in Katie's case, let's say she went back and all of a sudden Target charged her, she would have a pretty good defense and probably be found not guilty, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, because this is all on tape.
She would.
Unless they proved she would
absolutely have a good defense. Mm-hmm.
Unless they brought up her past record,
right, of her multiple shoplifting.
It has been expunged. I don't know how many times.
I think we should unseal the documents.
I don't think we should.
And we could bring a recording of the show
exactly.
of you admitting that you did it.
Not guilty. That is what I'm hearing. Thank you, Lisa.
You got a freebie.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're not guilty. Now, if it was a really big ticket item and they charged you the wrong amount or failed to charge you, they could try to void the contract because of mutual mistake.
Oh,
and
boy.
That does happen, like where somebody's bought a very expensive piece of jewelry or a car and they charged the wrong amount. If it was a mutual mistake, sometimes that retailer will come and try to void the contract. They still can't prosecute you, and they're certainly not going to do that over a curling iron. But if it's a big ticket item, they might try to come back and say, hey, wait, you know, we need to fix this.
Lisa, one more question. Now that Katie knows that she got that freebie, is she required to go back and pay for it?
No, she's not. She is not.
Wow.
There you go. Wow.
Must
there
be nice.
Very nice.
Getting free curling irons everywhere you go.
She won't face any kind of criminal prosecution. She definitely, I mean, some people think that there's an ethical or moral obligation to go back.
Yeah.
Do you,
Katie?
Not
Katie.
Katie.
No, I don't. No, I don't. And my hair is going to be looking so fly.
On the free tip.
Right.
All right. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. 888-CONSULT. She has offices all over the state, or go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword, Lisa.